Friends, King David was promised a forever kingdom and throne. We read in the 7th chapter of the 2nd book of Samuel that God said to David, "And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." What did that mean? King David's reign was marred by wars and bloody family divisions. He died in the year 970 before Christ. His son, King Solomon, feared for his throne from his half-brother Adonijah and had him murdered. He also burdened the citizens with hard labor and unbearable taxation for his costly projects and extravagant lifestyle. This led to growing resentment and the breakaway of the 10 northern tribes. These became the northern kingdom of Israel, with Samaria as its capital. Friends, as predicted by Jeremiah, Isaiah, and other prophets, sadly, David's earthly kingdom ended due to corruption and division. Jerusalem and the southern kingdom called Judah fell to the Assyrian and Babylonian empires. It was finally destroyed in the year 586 before Christ by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar II. As predicted by the prophets Isaiah and Micah, the Judean people were taken to exile, but with the help of the Persian king Cyrus, a remnant was preserved to return to Palestine 70 years later. Persian rule was soon replaced by the Greek Empire under Alexander the Great. This was followed by Roman occupation. Friends, never again was an independent Judean kingdom or rule by a descendant of David ever established. Just as Jesus predicted, in the year 70 AD, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. Yet the inspired scriptures of the Old Testament confirm the Lord's fulfillment of his promise to King David of a forever royal house and kingdom. We read in the 89th Psalm, "I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His offspring shall endure forever, his throne as long as the sun before me. Like the moon, it shall be established forever, a faithful witness in the skies." Also, the prophecy of Isaiah, which clearly pronounced judgment, destruction, and the end of the unfaithful and corrupt earthly kingdom, also predicted its re-establishment through the promised Messiah, the seed of Abraham in the line of David. He was to be born to a virgin and named Emmanuel, indicating the divine promise to be physically present with our humanity. We read about him in Isaiah's 9th chapter. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore." Friends, Isaiah rejoiced as he understood the wonderful universal expansion of this promised forever kingdom of light, holy justice, and peace among all nations. He expressed praise to God, saying, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them had light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy." At the same time, the prophet Micah spoke in his 5th chapter of the birth of this Messiah king in Bethlehem, the hometown of King David. Wonderfully, the New Testament begins in chapter 1 of the book of Matthew with the lineage through Abraham and David of Jesus, the Messiah. The long list concludes by these words, "So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations." In his perfect timing, God provided the full realization of his promise of David's forever kingdom in Jesus, the Messiah, Savior, King. Hallelujah.